Baba Basra Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, page 56, side A. Birshus Achas, if he took out the two halves in one forgetting into one Rishus Arabim, then Chayiv, then he will be Chayiv. But Bishtei Rishuyas, if he took him out to two separate Rishus Arabim, which are distant from one another, even though it was done with one forgetting potter, he is going to be exempt from the Chiyuv of Chatas. Because just like the knowing of the Isser can be, it separates in between these taking outs, also the different domains, the different Rishuyas are also divided amongst them, and they do not combine them to make him one act of taking out. So Ravin and Rava disagreed if a Meitzer and a Chotzov would be Mafsik, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, in between the two Rishus Rabim. Because that according to Ravin, they will not interrupt, because they're not a Rishus by themselves, and according to Rava, they will interrupt. And like his view later on, that even something which is not considered to be a Rishus can separate between the two Rishuyas according to Rav Yosi. The Gemara brings down that there's a disagreement of Amaroyim, what is considered to be an interruption between the different Rishus Arabim according to Rav Yosi. And the view of Rav is amongst them, which is also fits with his view over here, that a Meitzar and a Chotzev will be an interruption with regard to Shabbos. Oh, my Rabbi, and Rabbi said, v'hu, that this that Rabbi Yosi exempts, if you take out two halves to do separate Rishus Rabim, is only sheyesh chiyuv chatos, that there is a domain of a chiyuv chatos that would obligate you a chatos, which interrupts by name amongst them. That is a shiyachid. So that taking out and in from this one to the other one would be prevalent in the Torah, you would be chayv a chatos. And that's why it's considered to be a domain by itself, and it is important enough that it causes an interruption. Avol Karmelis, but if amongst between them there is only a Karmelis, which is only a Shus Midrabbonon, Yisuf Midrabbonon, Loi. No, because since Minatoyre it is nullified to the two Rishuyas, to the two domains that are on her side. And Rav Yosi will agree that if you took out a half a Groigres to the Rishus Rabim, which is on one side, and then another half of Groigres to the Rishus Rabim, which is on the other side, in one forgetting, he'd be Chayv Chatos. Abaye disagrees, and Abaye Omar, he says, Afilu Karmelis, even a Karmelis is considered an interruption. Avol Pislo, but a piece of wood, or a post, which are high 10 tvachim or less, and they don't have 4 by 4 tvachim. No, because since there is no place area, an important area 4 by 4 tvachim, and that's considered a mokayim petur, a place of exemption, even with rabbanon, it's permitted to take out from it and to bring to it, so because it is, since it's this battle to the two rishuyos that's in your site. Rava disagrees on Rabban Abaye. Omar, he says, Afilu pislo, even a pislo, a piece of wood, is considered interruption, since it is no worse than a meitzer nachotzov, what Rava says before, that they would interrupt with regards to Shabbos. The Gemara brings down now that Rava follows his view, what he said elsewhere. Rava follows his reasoning, this thing that Rava said before, on an Hamid base, that a Meitzer v'chotzov would be an hefsek with regards to Shabbos. It goes according to his view, Domer Rove. Rove says, Shirshus Shabbos, Shirshus Gittin Domi. The domains of Shabbos are similar to the domains of Git. That the domains of Shabbos have the similar halachas, that just like by Gittin, we say in Ein Zayin Hamid base, that if a woman is standing in the yard of her husband, and her husband lends her the place so that she can acquire her get, and when he threw her the get, it goes and it falls on a piece of wood that was standing in the yard, she's not divorced, because
a person does not borrow two places. Does not lend two places. So therefore, he did not lend her the pisla, piece of wood, which is considered to be an important place by itself. So it comes out that the get did not fall in the domain of the woman, but in the domain of the husband. Likewise, legabi Shabbos, even though it is not considered a rishus by itself, it's a makom patur, but nevertheless, it's enough of a important place by itself that it can divide these domains.
Before Nehem Aleph, Rabasi and Rav said Nehem Rabbi Yechanan that Meitzer and Chotzev will interrupt between two fields in the assets of the convert, so that you would have to make a chazok in each one of the fields. And the Gemara wants to know now, what is the din according to Rabbi Yechanan when there is no Meitzer and Chotzev? Ein Shom, if there isn't a being between the fields of the Ger. Not a boundary and not a chotzov. What is the din according to Rabbi Yechanan? How much does he have to make a chazoka that he should be able to acquire the whole thing? So Rabbi Mirinus explained in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that he acquires with one day kol shenikrais al shmoi, any of the field that is called on its name. In other words, any part that people will call and say this field belongs to that person. And we don't say in a plural sodois, that the fields in a plural, because if they call it sodois, that means that they're separate fields, and then you have to hold on to each one separately. The Gemara figures out now, hey chidami, what situation will there be called that it should be called one field on his name? The Gemara answers, Amar Rapapa, Rapapa says, the Korule Begargusa, the Planya, they call it the pit of this individual, that they call the field, this is the field that the person would irrigate from his pit. Because since the irrigation is done from one pit, that combines them to be called one field. Now the Gemara explains, what is this chotzov, and why is it considered an interruption in between the fields, like a meitzah, like a boundary? Yosef, Rav Acha bar Avya, kamed Rav Asi. Rav Acha bar Avya was sitting in front of Rav Asi. Yosef, v'komish med Rav Asi bar Chanina. Rav Acha was sitting and saying in the name of Rav Asi bar Chanina, chatzuva de chotzov, imafsik v'nichse ha-geir, interrupts in the assets of the ger. The Gemara finds out, my chatzuva. What is a chatzuva? What is the chotzov? And what is its importance that it's considered a hefzik, just like a meitzah, like a boundary? The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yudah Marav, Rabbi Yudah said to Marav, that's a tree or a grass, Sheboitichim Yeshua L'Yisrael L'Soretz, in which Yeshua made the boundaries to the Yidden, the land, between the portions of the tribes, and between the portions of each person and the other person. So because that type of a chotzov does not nurture from the sides, and since it's made as a boundary line type of item, so between fields, that's why it's considered to be an interruption between them. After the Gemara brings the words of Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav, with regards to the boundaries of the land, the Gemara brings an additional thing, is that that he said in his name with this matter. Another thing, Rabbi said to Rav, the mono Yeshua, that Yeshua did not articulate or count in El Ayor, is only those cities, Ha'imdis al Gavulim, those that are standing on the boundaries, those who are boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, and only counted them in order to show the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara continues with the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael with regards to Meiser, which is connected to the land of Eretz Yisrael. Om Rabbi Yudah Mishmuel, Rabbi Yudah Mishmuel, call She'er HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, any place of Eretz Yisrael that Hashem showed to Moshe at the time of death, when died, Chayev B'Meiser, that is obligated to Meiser. Those are the land of the seven nations that conquered Eretz Yisrael when they went into the land. So which cities of Eretz Yisrael is Rabbi Yudah intending to exclude? The Gemara answered, La'apuki, to exclude the lands of Keni, Knizi, Vekadmoni. There were promised to Avram Avinu in the covenant Bris Ben Absorim, in Breishis Tazvah, Posgut Chazutes, amongst the lands of the ten nations, and the Yidden only conquered seven. When they're in the future, that land was given to them.
in the future, that too is going to be exempt from Maiser. The Gemara brings a machlokes of Tanoim, who is the Keni Knizik of Moini. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, the Meir Omer, that those are the nations that are called Naftucha, those that come from Mitzrayim, Arvo, that's from Yishmoa, Vishalmo, that's the Keni. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said that they are Harseir, Aman Umoyim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, that they are Ardiskim, that's the name of the place over there, Osio, or Ashkenaz, Vaspamir, and Sfar. Mishnah. The Mishnah brings down that with the next Mishnah, the witnesses that through their testimony they thought to cause another personal loss, and then other witnesses, and they testified that for sure they couldn't have seen the testimony because they were with them in another place. So the first witnesses are called Eidim Zemimim, the ones who came falsely, and the punishment is that they have to pay to the person what they wanted to make him lost. So our Mishnah is going to deal in many various situations where they testified about a person that he held onto a field for 3 years, and then they were Muslim. Two people were testifying about this person holding on the field, that he ate the fruit for 3 years. So it turns out that through their testimony he has a chazok, and then Beis Din rules according to their testimony that it belongs to the one who was there for 3 years. And then it turns out that these witnesses were Zaymim, because other Eidim said that they certainly could not have seen this chazokah because during those years they were with them in another place. So the first witnesses, Mishalm Loi, they will pay to the owner of the field as a koil, the entire money of the property they wanted to make him lose. Another way is Shnayim Barishayna, if two witnesses testified that he held on the first year of the two chazakas, that Shnaim, then Bashniyah, Vashnaim, Bashlishis, and two others about the second years, and two others about the third year, so they combine these groups to testify about the chazakah of the 3 years.